5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Goosefava. It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
Anna and Raven.
You want people to think you're powerful and attractive? There's one thing you should be doing according to all this new research. And I read it and I'm like, really?
Is it something I should be eating? Is it push-ups? What is it? What am I going to be doing?
Smiling. No, not like that. You got to smile real big. It sounds dumb, right?
When you smiling.
That's not a good smile. That just looks like you're clenching your teeth like a weirdo.
Thanks.
Okay. So, you know, there's a lot of physical benefits of smiling. Like it reduces pain, reduces stress, strengthens immune system, increases your endurance, reduces blood pressure.
Wait a minute. I mean, how does it strengthen your immune system?
That's what it says. It's the endorphins to your brain. And then they used other big words that I didn't understand, so I didn't even write them down.
Sometimes they do this shell game thing where they say big words and then they just convince us that it's science, but okay.
I fall for it every time.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But there's a lot of other benefits, things that you really, really want.
Smiling doesn't just increase a person's perceived attractiveness. People who smile more actually also are rated higher in likability, in openness, in extroversion, and in people's willingness to work with that person.
So basically,
all that makes sense.
It does make sense.
Sure.
And they did some studies, and I thought they were really interesting, because they looked at all baseball cards for like a period of like 20 years, like in the 70s, right? Mm. And they found that the baseball players that smiled in the baseball cards did better on the field and had better careers than those that didn't smile in their pictures.
So let me understand here. All this science has been gleaned from the fact that they went back and created a control group inside an organization that didn't know they were a control group or being evaluated for this.
Oh, yeah. But no. But
there's
more to it, Raven. There's a lot more to it.
All right.
Smiling also can predict not only your life expectancy, people who smile more actually live longer, it also predicts a person's marriage longevity.
Yep. The more you smile, the longer you'll live. And they did some studies about that, too. Also with the baseball players, they found that the baseball players that smiled in their photos lived on average to be 79.3 years old. And the ones that didn't died in like their early 70s.
I don't think that this person is actually an expert. I think that this is a girl who got into her boyfriend or fiance's baseball card collection and decided she was going to come up with something crazy.
They also looked at yearbooks of a lot of famous people, right? Uh-huh. And like entrepreneurs and people that are basically rich and successful.
Yeah.
And they found that the one common thread they all had in common was really big smiles in their yearbook photos when they were in high school.
The length of a person's smile also predicts proportionately. It predicts happiness and well-being scores.
So you can't do that fake little smile. You got to do like the big grin, like the
length.
Yeah.
I've never heard anybody address the length of a smile.
It's really important.
Further, research shows that people who smile more aren't just rated as more confident by other people. What's very interesting is that they are rated as more dominant.
Uh-huh. Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
Because I think about like bosses and things like that, and the ones that are really successful are the ones that always have a big smile on their face, even when they're giving you bad news. You know, they always seem to have a smile on their face and ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, some of this makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Some of it, not so much.
But the last part is what made me giggle the most.
Mm.
Research shows that if all you do is think about smiling without actually smiling, the same effect is had.
You just have to think about it.
Just think about being a nice person, right? You don't actually have to be one, right? Wow.